Thousands of people gathered in Syria's capital, Damascus, on Friday to mark International Quds Day. Waving Palestinian and Syrian flags, participants walked through Hamidiya Market to the Umayyad Mosque in the Old City, where speeches were delivered on this anniversary by representatives of Syria-based Palestinian factions. They stressed adherence to resistance and their homeland.
The path of resistance is the only path that will lead us to Haifa, Jaffa, Nasira, Safed, and all Palestine. Otherwise, we would not succeed. I address Palestinians in the occupied lands and salute them on this day for their steadfastness.
Iran's ambassador to Syria said terrorist attacks will not divert resistance away from the Palestinian cause, promising that resistance will triumph and lead to the liberation of Palestine.
We will remain on the path of resistance, resisting evil, efforts of hegemony, and those who want to humiliate the Islamic nation. We will continue to triumph like the Syrian army is gaining victory in Syria. We salute the Syrian army for its struggle for the sake of the entire Islamic nation.
I will continue resisting till the last drop of my blood. I was surrounded in Yarmouk camp by Israeli-supported terrorists. Those are as evil as Israel, and they want to kill everyone.
Syria hosted hundreds of thousands of Palestinians for over half a century, establishing some of the largest refugee camps for Palestinians in the world, like Al Yarmouk. But the Syria crisis that started in 2011 has doubled the suffering of refugees in the country, displacing them again from their camps. Demonstrators here say this day is a reminder to Israel and Western powers that resistance will remain the only option for Palestinians until they regain all their legitimate rights. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Old Damascus.